Another investigation of the Uvalde shooting response. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Texas Department of Public Safety says it has now begun an internal investigation into the police response to the shooting at Uvalde, Texas Elementary School in May that left 19 students and two teachers dead. It comes one day after the release of a damning report from state lawmakers that revealed failures at all levels of law enforcement and what it called egregiously poor decision-making. Meanwhile, in Florida, the task of deciding life or death for a school shooter has begun.
Jurors in Fort Lauderdale spent Monday hearing how Nicholas Cruz stormed Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Florida, killing 14 students and three adults.
Cold, calculated, manipulative, and deadly.
Prosecutor Michael Satz also played video for the jurors as recorded by victims.
Someone help me!
This jury is expected to endure months of evidence presentation before deciding if Cruz, who's already pleaded guilty, should be sentenced to die.
Fox's Evan Brown. We now know the name of the man who intervened to stop a deadly mall shooting Sunday in suburban Indianapolis.
The Good Samaritan. Once again, he has authorized us to release his name. He is requesting you give him time to process and grieve himself before reaching out to him. His name is Elijah Dickin.
Greenwood, Indiana's police chief, James Eisen, says Dickin was proficient in taking out the suspect who shot and killed three people at the mall, apparently at random. It's another primary Tuesday, this time in Maryland, where voters will choose their party's candidates to run for governor and several legislative seats. Republican Governor Larry Hogan is term limited and cannot seek another term. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Amid heightened security concerns in the Mideast, Russia's President Vladimir Putin visiting Iran today. The trilateral meeting with Iranian President Raisi and Turkey's President Erdogan. With a Fox News poll finding 84% of those asked say the economy is either fair or poor, the White House pointing to what it says is good news at the gas pump.
The average price of gas has fallen daily for the past 35 days, down about 50 cents a gallon over that time period.
I think what's happening here is a president who is working tirelessly to address the largest constraint, probably the toughest constraint facing American households right now.
White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein says part of the gas price decline can be attributed to $1 million a day release of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and reduced regulations on ethanol blended gasoline. Still, energy experts warn oil supplies are still tight, and that could force prices back up. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Court in Delaware today holds a hearing remotely on Twitter's request for an expedited trial to try and force Elon Musk to follow through on his now canceled bid to buy the company. Washington Nationals outfielder Juan Soto is baseball's new home run derby champ.
The 23-year-old Soto became the second youngest winner of the contest. After ousting 42-year-old Cardinals first baseman Albert Pujols in the semifinals, Soto got by Seattle's Julio Rodriguez 19-18 for the title.
Feels tiring, first of all. But it feels amazing, you know? Just the hard work I put in and everything. It just felt amazing.
It's courtesy ESPN. Soto ended the night with 53 homers. Rodriguez belted 81 in three rounds, but fell one short in the final. New York Mets slugger Pete Alonso was denied in his quest for a third straight championship. He lost to Rodriguez 31-24 in the semifinals. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.